Welcome everyone to Dragon Quest FM, where we talk about and obsess over Dragon Quest. I'm Austin.
And I'm DJ.
And this week, we're going to talk about slimes. Slime.
That's my slime noise.
One might even say that this week, we're slime time.
It's slime time.
Shout out to Slime Time. Go listen to Slime Time. But we are going to be talking about slimes the full time of this episode of Dragon Quest FM.
Wow.
Yeah. See what I did there?
I did. I'm sorry I do.
It's like a weird thing. Like, you and I were talking about it before we recorded, that this is like season 5 of this podcast, and we've never really done an episode just talking about all the slimes we love and like the like named slimes. Like something we should have talked about already.
And it's one of those where my favorite thing about any of them is just the names. The puns that they give any kind of named slimes throughout the entire series are honestly my favorite part about them. Some of their, most of their personalities are fairly similar. And so it just becomes down to like design and their overall like punish names, which ones I tend to like the best.
I was going to say, yeah, I think it's designs for me. Like, I was actually noticing, earlier, I was rearranging like a bunch of the plushes and just toys and stuff that I have all around my office. And I realized that pretty much all of the official being key here, slime plushes that I own, Dragon Quest slime plushes, are like slimes and clothes. Apparently I just like slimes and clothes. Like, I have, like, you gave me the one in the Christmas hat, and I have Majelly from DQ Tact, and then I also have the 35th anniversary one that looks like, that has like the Erdrick garb on it.
Oh yeah.
Apparently I like slimes and clothes. That's like my thing. I like, you know how there's like little old ladies that like collect, like, I don't know, pigs in clothes figurines and stuff.
You're a slime in clothes kind of old lady.
Yeah, I am. That's exactly what kind of old lady I am. Yes. Whenever I die and they like go to my house to like prowl through all of my stuff and there's like that old person smell on everything. It's not going to be like toothpick holders or little porcelain,
of like, pigs like with the toothpicks coming out of their nostrils.
Yeah. Precious memories, figurines, like none of that. It's going to be slimes and clothes. And they're going to be like, man, what's up with this dude?
Hey, I don't know. I still think that's better. Like, going through all of my mom's stuff, it was snow babies was her big collection of stuff like that. And I have a big tote of snow babies, Christmas decorations. So I would have much rather had, they're fine, but I would much rather have a collection of slimes in clothes.
Yeah.
To be able
I
to
have,
put out.
One of my, I call her my aunt, but it's technically like a third cousin or something like that. It was Beanie Babies. Had like an ungodly amount of Beanie Babies.
Oh, yeah.
And then
was Beanie Babies. Like, when she passed away, there were just bags and bags, like garbage bags, is I think how she had stored them, of just Beanie Babies, just hundreds of them.
Yeah. I also had kind of sort of relative by marriage. One of those people that's like not really your relative, but like you're, because of marriage, they're like family. Who did that with Barbies, and they sent my girls a whole bunch of Barbies because I think they decided either that they didn't want to bother collecting them anymore, or that they were just like not worth the hassle or the money that they thought they would be worth now. So anyway, they ended up sending us a bunch. But I kind of feel like, you know, 60 years from now, there's going to be a lot of people going into old people's homes and just finding like Funko Pops. Like, that's a weird thing to think about, but think about it when we're all like dead and gone.
And I mean, those are like and Lego, like, especially after the pandemic, like in another 60 years, they're going to find all of these Lego sets that people were like storing in boxes to sell eventually. And then we just die and don't get any money.
Back yeah. Home. Legos and Funkos, unless you're me and then you find a bunch of slimes and clothes.
That's true. You'll get slimes and clothes from you. You'll get Nexo Knight Legos from me. So that's going to be my big thing.
Yeah.
And human remains. I mean, there's going to be
so
other collection.
I tried to narrow it down to five, my top five favorite slimes.
Yeah.
And we, like, I know I sent you like a bunch that I could think of off the top of my head the other day, But then I tried to narrow down like to my personal top five. And I think this is kind of a tough one for me, but I think for my, like, I guess if I'm going to count them down here, I think for me, maybe Slival from Rocket Slime. I really like him, but then as I was looking at the list, I'm like, there's other slimes either because of the story or because of their designs that I like more, but I still really like Slival.
Slival, I love the design of, though. Slival from Rocket Slime is one of those where when you see him for the first time, it's just like, wow, it's kind of badass. And I like him. He would probably be around number three for me.
Oh, okay, cool. So what would be your number five then?
My number five is probably just Gootrude from the DQ movie. The DQ5, I can't even remember the name of it now. Oh my God, Your Story.
Your Story, yeah.
Just be Gootrude because he's so cute.
He's cute, like, yeah.
The memes of Gootrude more than any other like DQ meme, and it's generally just Gootrude looking so cute and sad, and I'm like, I have to go for Gootrude.
Yeah, and then you also have that part at the end where he's like, hello, human. He has that ridiculous yep. It's me, the slime. yeah, I can see that. I forgot that he was named Gootrude in the movie as well. I know that that's like, I think, I don't know that, I know
I think
that
it's
the
Gootrude
first,
in the movie. I'm remembering it.
Yeah,
is.
It would make sense because the first slime, I think it has to do with the programming, but I know like the first slime I recruited in DQ5, that was like the default name, Gootrude. And yeah. I feel like I've seen often enough other people playing DQ5 where they run into a slime named Gootrude, where a lot of that naming stuff is like RNG, but I kind of feel like that's maybe the first slime you bump into in Dragon Quest V is always going to be named Gootrude. Maybe. I could just be making that up, but that's just the vibe I get.
Right.
But it makes
and
sense.
I just like the name Gootrude.
Yeah. It makes sense that Gootrude is, would be the one in the movie. For Slival, I think the reason that I count him, I don't have Rocket on my list. Like, I like Rocket, but Rocket kind of suffers from what I feel like is like, I don't know, Luke Skywalker syndrome, where Luke is cool, but Han is better. Same thing with like any kind of like chosen one, like Harry Potter. Like, you know, do you really like Harry Potter for Harry Potter? Do you really like Star Wars for Luke? Like, you probably like, and I know those people exist. Don't get me wrong.
They do exist.
But like at the same time, it's like I'm always more drawn to like the side character usually, you know, like I don't watch Lost for Jack.
No, if you do, then, you know, good for you, but,
And Rocket's kind of like that, where he's just kind of like the protagonist, and I love Rocket, don't get me wrong, but, like, Slival's design is just so cool, and he's a little bit edgier, you know? Uh-huh. He's got, like, that real, like, Han Solo thing, or, like, Sawyer on Lost kind of thing going on. He's a little bit edgier than Rocket, and we like our bad boys.
We do.
And Slival's kind of a bad boy. So yeah, that's why he would be my number five. What about number four for you?
Number four is probably like Gomachan. I don't actually know how to say it very well because I didn't watch much of the anime, but the gold angel slime from Die. Yeah. I've always loved that one.
I knew he was going to be on your list. Like, I knew it.
Yeah. He's so pretty and he's cute and like everything like goes around him and they're like, oh, I got to go save Gomachan. And it's like, I love him.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think for me, I think I'm prejudiced against slimes that aren't blue. Like a lot of the other named Dragon Quest slimes I could think of, like all of the ones I think on my list are blue. I just
really,
yeah, I don't know. I just like the blue slimes. I mean, don't get me wrong. The orange ones are fine. I think it's a color preference. Like, I don't really like the color orange that much. I like blue, like green, purple, like, but I don't really like red, orange. I don't like those.
You don't like the green slimes?
Yeah, I like the greens fine. Green, purple, blue, like those kind of colors, that palette. If there are any slimes like that, I'm like, cool. Yeah, this looks neat. But blue is still kind of my go-to, and maybe that's why
yeah
that one wasn't on my radar, but that one, that one's great.
I will say that I do always, like, when I'm going through, like, I don't actually like she slimes because I don't like the orange ones. Like, the orange slimes are the ones where I'm like, that's a funny color. And I just never really, like, want to, like, either fight or have them in a party.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I think it's just because I don't like orange, like the pink.
Yeah,
pink,
I mean, it's not one blue, of my favorite colors.
Yeah, pink and blue slimes, I gravitate toward in parties and use those. But, yeah, weird.
Yeah. So my number three would be Slival, like I said, because of the whole edgy look over Rocket. So what is your number three?
Number four.
Number four? I thought you just did your number four. Or did I do number four?
You did your number four. I did not do my number four.
Right. We were just talking about the colors that you like. Your number four is color.
My number four is the color blue. This episode of Dragon Quest M is brought to you by the color blue.
By the color blue.
And the number four. And the letters D and Q and F and M. I think for me, this one, four and three, I think are kind of probably interchangeable for me in a lot of ways, but I think four for me is actually Healy from Dragon Quest IV. Mm. That you meet up in the Ragnar section.
Yeah, yep.
And
he's my number two.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I don't know. I always like, I like Healy. I like that pairing with Ragnar, and, you know, really like DQ4, but I think for me, I think it's because Healy doesn't really have much of a design. I mean, he's just, you know, a heal slime, cure slime, whatever. But he's fun, and I like him, and I like his puns and his little personality. But yeah, he I had to put him at number four for me. So apologies to Healy. We'll talk about him when we get to your number two more. Yeah. So your number three you said was Slival.
With Slival, because I really love his outfit. Like, I love his design, and I like in Rocket Slime, like, the constant interaction that you have with him, like, going back and forth. And so the Slival, on top of the pun, him being your rival, like, Slival was just, you know, solidly just right there in the middle, that if I'm going to think of a slime, he may not be the first one that I think of, but he's definitely going to be, like, up there.
Yeah. I think, for me, my number three pick also has to go with design, and I chose Majelle from DQ Tact.
Oh yeah,
and it's purely because of the design, really. Yeah, like, I love his design with his little, like, scarf and backpack and, like, rolled up scroll in the back and everything. Like, I love that plush. Like, I've just, whenever they showed him off, before he ever had, like, an English name or anything, and I just saw that design, I was like, ooh, I really like that slime in clothes. And I had to buy him as soon as the pre-orders went up for, like, the Majelle plush. I was like, gotta buy him, you know, found, like, the biggest size Majelle I could find. Of course. And was just like, yes, please, gotta get him. And, you know, I fell off Dragon Quest Tact some time ago. But I really liked it. I still think it's the best DQ mobile game by a pretty wide margin.
For sure. Absolutely.
And there's still sometimes when, you know, I boot it back up and play it for a while. But just, like, Majelle's design and personality, I just really, really appreciate. And, yeah, Majelle's my number three. Plus, it's a nice pun. I think it's a pretty clever pun, because a lot of these are all based on, like, the fact that they're, you know, slimes or whatever. But his is that he's a slime, so there's jelly in there, but it's short for Magellan, and he's an explorer. So it's,
and it,
like,
still has gel in it, and he's an explorer. So, like, it works in every last part of that pun.
Yeah, there's layers. And in terms of, like, all of the other slimes we are really talking about today, like, I feel like Magellan's got the best pun of them all, because there's layers to it.
Yeah, like onions and slimes.
And ogres. Ogres have layers. Yeah, exactly.
You know, 20 years ago when I saw Shrek, you know, to go on a tangent here.
Yeah.
When I saw Shrek, I never, ever thought, like, I enjoyed it and I really liked it. I mean, I went back to the theater a couple of times with my girlfriend to see it, but it was one of those where I never, ever would have expected then the kind of cultural impact that Shrek has had in pop culture, just stuff like that that has stuck around that you wouldn't even, I wouldn't have even thought about, like, being a lasting part of the American pop culture. But it's like, even one of my my friends playing Dragon Quest, playing Dungeons and Dragons, was wearing a Shrek shirt the other day with just a big giant Shrek head. And it's like, man, Shrek stuck around. And just, you know, 20 years ago, I would not have thought that.
It's from part of it, I think. I mean, I like Shrek. The first one was fine.
Oh, I do too.
I think two was where I really like fell in love with it. And we recently watched the second one with the kids. And it was the first time I'd seen it since like in theaters in 2004.
Yeah.
But when I was watching, I was like, wow, this one's really good. Like Shrek 2 is definitely my favorite of the Shrek movies. But I think part of it too is that it came from like this generation. There was like a I don't know, 5 to 7 year gap here in movies where like there were so many comedies that released that were just really, really quotable. And those, like, you had the Austin Powers movies, you had Shrek, you had Zoolander. And you had these movies, and some of them that aren't even like you watch now and you're like, wow, this is not a good movie. But like, it's still like Night at the Roxbury, where it's not really a good movie, but like, it's still very quotable. And then Anchorman, I feel like, was on the very end of that, where like they really latched on. And, you know, here 20 years later, you know, like we're still, you know, like Anchorman is 20 years in 2024. So it's like those. Because those movies were like so quotable, they've just become a part of our pop culture. And like the last movie I can really, this is definitely a tangent, but like the last movie I can really think of that did that, comedy that did that, is probably Borat, which was like what, 2008, 2009?
Oh God, I'm sorry, that's the last one. But yeah, it's been a long time.
Dude, Borat is highly quotable. It's like a huge part of our
Highly quotable. I just hate it.
Oh, I like Borat.
No, I don't like Borat.
I thought the second one was funny too. Surprisingly, my wife loves both of them too.
I don't like Sacha Baron Cohen, so
weird.
I'm just like,
I don't know that I've seen him really in anything else other than the Talladega Nights. Shake and Bake, another quotable pop culture movie.
Bake, that's true.
There you go. They were just like, and maybe it's just that like people, I don't know. It's weird.
And during that time, that was when Disney was kind of in a lull. So we needed a good animated movie to love. And Shrek was there when Disney was giving us things like Meet the Robinsons and Home on the Range.
Yeah.
With Roseanne Barr.
Anyway, so number three for you was Slival. Mine was Majeli. Your number two, you said, was Healy from Dragon Quest.
Healy, because of how cute he was when you get him, and just how every, like, he's there, he heals you, like, he goes through, he makes like the tower much, much better because of you controlling Ragnar and like healing you all the way up through it. And like, he was a reliable healer, unlike Donald Duck. And it is just like his puns constantly.
I love how you're never like you're always going for some way to throw shade at Donald Duck and Kingdom
Donald
Hearts.
Duck, he had 14 years to learn how to heal. And he didn't. And this is not something on Nomura or any of the programmers of this game. This is on Donald Duck not training for 14 years. And I hate him. And it's just like, but I like Healy because he was cute and fun. And like starting DQ4, he's one of them that just kind of makes the game and gives it its tone. Like, I love the puns that he just constantly throws out.
Yeah, I really like Healy too. Even though, you know, he's spaced back a bit further from me. I was kind of disappointed because I feel like with Dragon Quest XI, when they added those side stories in, they gave us Healijah, which I think is a pretty solid healing slime pun for that Eric section. But like, I feel like it was almost like soulless. It was just like, here's Healijah. He's like Healy. Remember Healy in Dragon Quest IV? You have that now. And you just had it for like a very short period. And maybe it's because I don't really like the side stories in DQ11 very much.
Right.
I think it's better without all those. But like, I don't know, just the Healijah stuff. I was like, yeah, see what you're going for here. He's kind of like, you know how like George Lucas, when he was making the prequel Star Wars movies, he was like, people love Chewie. They need to have a sidekick like Chewie. Right. I'll give them Jar Jar Binks. That's
exactly.
That's what Healijah felt like to me, where it was like, okay, let's give him a side, a slime sidekick because they love slime sidekicks. So we'll give him Helijah. And not that anything was wrong with Helijah. It's just like, there's just nothing special about him whatsoever.
See, and for me, that's the way I feel about Helix from Dragon Quest Heroes. Is like, it's a slime in a beret where you changed one letter of his name, and he's a heel slime that follows you around. And I'm like, Helix, you're just a Walmart version of Healy.
Oh, that's so mean. We're going to talk about Helix in a minute. And he doesn't always have a beret. He has a crown in the first one, I think. And then the second one, they give him like a military beret.
Yeah, the beret is what I remember. Maybe it's because I started with Dragon Quest Heroes 2 is why I think about the beret more. Yeah.
So that was your number two. I think my number two is probably Sleb from Dragon Quest Monsters in the Dragon Quest Monsters Plus manga as your little sidekick slime. He's just a blue slime. He doesn't have cool clothes like Majelly. He doesn't have a beret or a crown.
How dare you have one that doesn't have clothes, Austin? We just had a long discussion about how it's only slimes with clothes for you.
But that's why he's number two and not number one. I don't know. I really liked Slib's personality, and especially I think it was like reading him so much in the Monsters Plus manga, which I adore.
It is like, very good.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I think it's from, like, I remember hearing in, like, I think it was college, that, like, people feel more connected to things if they're, like, reading it in print, like, holding a book and reading it in print. Yeah. And I think maybe that's true for me, because I know with, like, Sleb, like, I do feel a stronger connection to him. I think it's from reading so much of the manga and seeing him, you know, I mean, it's, like, 5 volumes. And just going through all that. But yeah, he's probably number two for me. And I like him a lot. And maybe that's why, maybe if I had, you know, manga to read about some of these others, they would place higher. I don't know. Somebody make maybe me some Majelly manga and I'll let y'all know.
Yeah. I was about to say, maybe if you played the game more, but that goes against, you know, being printed. So, but I will say, like, so Slib, like, I didn't actually remember much about Slib specifically, but I looked him up just now, and my favorite thing about the image that came up when I was looking up Slib the Slime is that one of his introduction panels in the manga, he has veins all over his face. Like, he's straining and screaming at you about being made of the toughest stuff, and he's got, like, the veins all over him. Like, he's, like, a bodybuilder or, like, mad, like Monica in Friends with the vein. And I'm just like, how does a slime get, like, steroid veins? Like, that's weird. But also, it's kind of like clothes, I guess. But there's something unique about him on that. Like, I just did not remember him having all of these, like pulsing veins when he got introduced.
Yeah. That is weird. But
hey, it's weird, but whatever. I like it.
Yeah. All right. This is where I think we're going to, like, differentiate the most. What was your number one favorite slime then?
Okay, so you're either gonna make fun or be like, oh, my favorite slime is actually the Pink Angel slime hat that you get in Dragon Quest X. I love it. What? So much. Yes, like this one, it's not actually a slime, but it's like, it's slime that is clothes instead of a slime that wears clothes. But like, for real, like, this is the one I think of when I think of slimes, like, just in general now, like, because I wore that hat so much on my ogre that I was like, I think about this particular thing, like the Pink Angel slime hat, I think is one of the coolest designs in all of them.
Yeah.
Like,
and
I love it so much.
And it is cool because, you know, if you wear it, I think it triples, I believe, doubles or triples the experience you earn.
The experience that you get.
60. Yeah. Yeah. It's like the earrings in FF14. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's so cool. Like,
I remember wearing that hat for a long time, long after I'd grown to hate it just because of the experience boost it gave me.
But it's memorable. It's one of those things, like, regardless, like, whether you love it or hate it, it's just, like, it's there, and you got a big slime on your head. And, like, I don't know, I love angel slimes anyway. Like, I love, you know me, loving anything that has wings, right? Like, in Star Ocean, where I got the wrong character because they had wings. I
told you not to get him.
Terrible, even after you told me. I know. I was actually telling Fallon about this last night, where we were talking about missable characters in, like, Chrono Cross. And I was like, yeah, I did that in Star Ocean. In Austin, and they were doo-doo. But I was like, they look cool, though. They have wings. And that's kind of how I feel about this one. It's like, it looks really cool. It has wings. It's an angel slime. And even though it doesn't, you know, it's not a living slime, it's like, it sticks with you for so long in DQ10. Like, I love it. Like, I think that was one of the best additions they could have made to the early DQ10 game.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, there you go. Yeah, that is surprising to me. My number one, the reason I think you're going to... I think I'm going to stir up some stink here, is my number one is actually Helix from Dragon Quest Heroes. And
really?
I'm thoroughly prepared to defend him. And it's not just because he wears clothes. It's because
he does wear two different kinds of clothes, too.
I think a big part of it is, like, I feel a connection to Slib because of reading him so much in the manga. And I think Helix, it's because he's such a big part of the story in your party in both Heroes games, but also he's in 3D and he's voice acted.
He is.
And, like, I love his puns. And just whenever I first played Dragon Quest Heroes, the very first one in 2016, and fell in love with Dragon Quest, little Helix, I was just like, oh, this little guy, and he, like, tears up and crying, and is like, I must protect Helix at all costs. And so, for, like, me, I guess it's because of my entry point for Dragon Quest, but, like, right. Helix is kind of, like, that definitive, like, buddy slime for you. And I don't have any plushes of a Helix. I need to get a little plushy Helix.
Just,
but
that's surprising.
I love him, you know, like I think it's because of his voice acting, and because it's in 3D, he really conveys emotion a lot. And, you know, there's, like, multiple scenes where he just, like, tears up and everything, and it's just devastating. And
I'll grant you that.
And yeah, I think I just really feel, a big connection to Helix, and I really like him a lot, and he's my number one pick. So there you go.
Some people prefer store brand everything, and, like, you like the Walmart brand slime. That's okay.
Sometimes the Walmart brand tastes better.
It does. And you're absolutely right. It does. Walmart brand Tums, the wintergreen, way better than anything Tums actually makes, the antacids. It's like, how's that for a really nerdy adult conversation?
I started to say, that's like the most old man thing I think you've ever said. The wintergreen Tums from Walmart sure are
wintergreen
the best.
Wintergreen antacids in the Equate brand or the Walgreens brand are better than anything you can get brand name and are a third of the price.
Yeah. This episode brought to you by Equate.
Equate brand antacid. They taste better.
And you know what? This is a fantastic time to do some shameless self-promotion.
Shameless self-promotion brought to you today by the Equate brand of antacid and our Patreon at patreon.com/DragonQuestFM.
Yeah, we do have a Patreon today. At patreon.com/DragonQuestFM. And huge shout out to all of our patrons, and also to Shelby, who's one of our patrons, but upped her pledge recently, I saw. So I just want to give a special shout out to Shelby and say thank you in this week's episode, because we really appreciate that.
I was trying to think of a slime pun for shout out, like the actual word shout out. And I was like, shout goot. And I was like, no, you just got to thank Shelby.
Yeah.
you don't get a pun, because I can't think of one.
And then the other thing I wanted to share, this isn't shameless self-promotion, but we asked this question, okay, way back when, and little baby Dragon Quest FM asked in 2020, June 7th, 2020 is when this is dated.
Man.
So the podcast has only been around for like maybe a month, maybe not even that.
No, we started this in 2019, didn't we?
Oh yeah, you're right. Okay. Yeah. So it'd been about a year. Yes, you're right. Sorry. We weren't newborns, but We're still babies.
We're still babies.
We asked people online who their favorite slime was, and we had to narrow it down to four because of the way Twitter does polls. So at the time, we asked between Helix, Slib, Slival, and Healy, and Healy actually won that one. with 42.5% of the vote. Helix came in second place with 33.9% of the vote. And then Slib with 15% and Slival in last place at 8.7%. And a few people in comments were even like, well, what about Rocket? And it looks like a lot of people really liked Rocket, so I wanted to mention him. But
and
just
at that
to kind of,
I don't think we had played Rocket Slime.
I can't remember. I think we might have. I think Rocket Slime playthrough, it was in the summer, and I can't remember if it was that first summer or the second summer, but it was early on, so I'm not sure. But I just wanted to share what everybody else was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's our top Dragon Quest slimes and our and what you guys said was the top as well. I wanted to take time this week to read you some Dragon Quest jokes.
Right.
Because some backstory on this, Chris, who's a guy I work with and who we play D&D with, our friend Chris, they gave him an AI program to, I think the AI, the purpose of the AI program is to catch AI, which is really ironic.
Right.
And anyway, but he was using it to try to just see what it can do. And he's kind of like me. He's kind of like a AI, you know, wary.
Right. Yeah.
And anyway, so he was just kind of trying to mess with it, but he got it to start telling him things about Austin King and Dragon Quest and things like this.
Oh.
Send it to me. And then for some reason he started getting it to just write him out Dragon Quest jokes. And they're pretty terrible. I haven't read them all, but I did want to take just a moment here at the end to read some, because it's been a while since we got to do some stupid, silly stuff on here. And so I just want to read some of them to you. And again, I have not read all of these, so they may end up all being lame, but there was at least one that made me giggle. Okay. So I'm going to read a few of them to you. First one. Why did the slime break up with his girlfriend?
Because they were frozen. I don't know.
She said he was too clingy, which kind of makes sense. It's not a great joke, but they're slimes, yep. So they would stick to stuff. That one kind of makes sense. This one is the one that's so bad it made me laugh. What do you call a group of heroes in Dragon Quest?
I don't know.
A party, but don't expect them to bring chips and dip.
That's so terrible.
I know.
Thanks,
I know.
AI.
It's like this AI is just somebody's dad. Because he's got dad jokes for days.
Wow. That is genuinely good. I appreciate the robot apocalypse a little more now.
And then why did the Dragon Quest player's dad tell them to turn off the game?
Why?
He said it was giving him Dragon Quest traumatic stress disorder.
Wow.
Yeah. Pun.
That is
Dragon Quest traumatic.
Dragon Quest traumatic. Wow. That I don't even know what to say. Like, wow.
I don't even understand this one. This is the last one. I want to read them all. I'm going to save some of these for rainy days.
Of course. These have to be like rationed out. Like it's wartime.
Why did the hero cross the road?
To get to the slime on the other side.
To get to the church to save his progress.
That's what?
That's not a good joke, but it's a little impressive that the AI knows that much about Dragon Quest.
About Dragon Quest to be able to make that joke.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. So
I appreciate that one. Like that one genuinely made me laugh because it's not funny, but it's also so specific that it's like, yep, that's exactly why he did cross the road.
I guess like 2 years from now, when the AI apocalypse happens, Y'all can listen back on this episode and be like, this is where it started.
This is where it started. And we hope that during the apocalypse that your trip across the road to save your progress at the church is a safe one.
Yeah. Anyway, but thank you guys for listening to this week's episode. Remember, you can chat with us on Twitter at DragonQuestFM. You can also find us over on Patreon at patreon.com/DragonQuestFM. And you can talk to me personally on Twitter at DragonQuestin.
And I am on Twitter as at Professor Beej, Mastodon at beej.dice.camp. You can find us on Discord at discord.geektogeekmedia.com. And if you'd like to support us on Patreon, it is patreon.com/DragonQuestFM.
Thanks, everybody. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.